Kyle Seeloff joined alongside the newest manager of the Miami Marlins, Don Mattingly. And Don, not only the fans, but this organization as a whole, when you were introduced as the manager, it was a lot of excitement. So my first question for you is, why Miami?
The players. It starts with that. It was an opportunity for me to come to a place that you get a chance to teach, you get a chance to develop good young talent, just a different situation than I've been in the past few years. I know we're going to have to develop. I know we're going to have to continue to grow these players, and I like the challenge of being able to do that. And I think this team is close. It was a place I felt like we come in and we can get this club moving in the right direction quickly. A lot of good pieces. Obviously, we got to continue to build upon that, but a lot of good pieces.
You did just allude to it a little bit. But what about this ball club was so appealing?
I think just the youth and the talent. I think when you start looking at the roster, almost every age, you kick Ichiro out of the mix. Pretty much everybody in their mid-20s. A team that's talented. When you see it from the other side, you know it's a team with talent. Once people started hearing that I was coming here, the number of people that wanted to come with me was off the charts. But also they all knew that this was a young, talented club that had a chance to do some things quickly.
When you take a look at this ball club, Ichiro, then you take a look at a young core. It's led by Giancarlo Stanton on the mound, Jose Fernandez, D. Gordon, who you know very well, and a guy at shortstop who we think should be a Gold Glover, and Adani Echevarria, not to mention a Gold Glover in left field, Christian Yelich. How much does the young core excite you, Don?
No, it's really a big part of when you come here. And I think that's the key part is that there's a lot of good young players. You speak about the defense up the middle. The outfield is solid. A young catcher that everyone seems to love. Pitching, starting with Jose, with a lot of other good arms out there. So there's some talent here. And, you know, the fun part of that for me is really trying to make sure the culture is good for them, put them in good position, give them a chance to reach their goals. And those guys, I guarantee you, they just got done watching, as we're speaking, the World Series ended yesterday. These guys watched that World Series, and they know that they're a club that has a chance to get there, and that's where they would like to get to. So that's my job, and our staff's job is to come in, create an environment, put them in position to win, to let that talent out.
At the end of every season, that goal is to hoist the World Championship trophy. With that being said, season one upcoming, expectations are what?
To win. Pretty much I told everyone here when we came here, I don't expect to lose. I expect us to win. I expect us to be competitive from the beginning. I think this club, we know we're in a tough division. The Mets obviously all of a sudden stepped up. The Nationals, we know, are a really talented club that had a rough year. Different clubs within the division. Philly's a young club on the move. Atlanta's a young club that's getting ready to get better. So this is going to be a black and blue division, which I like because I know teams will beat each other up a little bit. And I think we can, put enough wins up to be in a pennant race at the end of this thing. And then once you get yourself into that, if you can perform well down the stretch to get yourself in the playoffs, then anything can happen.
The newest member of the Miami Marlins, the manager, Don Mattingly. What kind of tone will you set come spring training? For those that don't know Don Mattingly, how does he manage?
Well, we're going to work. That's what we're going to start with. I believe in the process. We all know we want to get to the World Series. We want to get into the playoffs. But the process of getting there is really a work environment. It's a guys that are focused that have we want to create that drive to get better every day. And the process for me is just continually trying to get better, continually being ready to play. You play 162 games, you got to have some toughness in there with that. You can't just show up when you want to. You got to play every day. And so that's the kind of tone we'll be trying to set.
For you and your family to hit the reset button, to now call Miami home, how refreshing can a new start be? Does it energize you?
It does energize me. I mean, I love managing, period. So I loved being in LA managing. I love the challenge of this club. So I'm always energized in that respect. But Miami's, in an area for us. I grew up playing in Lauderdale pretty much every spring from 1980, to the end of my career. this is a place that's fairly close to home for us, so it's a chance for us to maybe lay down roots and be involved in the community in somewhere that, you know, we would consider home.
Come spring training, there's going to be a piece of paper in front of you, but you know, this team was 20 games under 500 last season. There's a young core. There's a lot of good baseball players in this organization. You're up for the challenge. You like a good challenge, don't you?
I really do. I think that's the exciting part, is to basically help these guys reach their potential. And I think that's what everyone wants to see. If we can play our best baseball, if our guys will go out and work and prepare, and we can play our best baseball, then we feel like we're going to be in the hunt. And it's going to be tough. We know that. But we do have talent. And I think that's one of the things that I want these guys to show up and be able to show the world how good they are. Hoping to fill this place up. You know, I'd love to be able to get our fans excited about this club and what they're doing. So if we can put wins on the board, get the people out here, and then let these guys do their thing.
We're not going to talk about a ton of individual players. One of the best double play duo combinations in all of Major League Baseball in Dee Gordon and Adany Echevarria. But from your side of the dugout now, you get to pencil in Giancarlo Stanton's name. That's got to be a little bit easier than watching him play against you.
No question. Giancarlo is a guy that you fear at all times. You know, pretty much every game plan was you can't let Giancarlo beat you. You got to keep the guys on base, you know, keep the guys in front of him off base. Our job here will be to get guys on base in front of him and put him in a position that he can do damage. I'm excited to see Giancarlo on a daily basis. Obviously, this guy across the field is a scary guy to deal with.
He hit a pretty big home run in L.A. last season, left field, that cleared the entire ballpark.
He did, and I remember that one. So, and I've seen him hit many balls here. I've seen him hit some line drives here that I was, like, thankful that they were low, and then they end up hitting something out there on the other side of the wall I was just shocked by. So, I'm looking forward to being, having the chance to work with Giancarlo and really putting him in a position to win and get our club in a place where he gets to show his talents.
A couple more questions as we wrap up with the newest manager of the Miami Marlins, Don Mattingly. On paper, doesn't always mean a ton. Injuries certainly play a factor, but when you take a look at a potential lineup with the speed at the top, the power in the middle, young, fast, you got a catcher in JT Realmuto that could hit in the middle of the lineup and he can steal bases. The lineup from 1 to 8, it's pretty complete if guys can stay healthy.
I agree with you. I look at the, when you start looking at this club, you don't really sit here and go, well, we need this or this. It's more of a thing like you talked about earlier. We got to keep these guys healthy, and can we build some depth around them to make sure that we can sustain an injury or two? Because they're going to happen. It just happens at every club. There's going to be some guys that go down. We're going to lose them for 2 weeks. Hopefully, that's the length of time we lose them. When you start losing guys for longer than that, then you start getting in trouble.
Donnie, last question for you as we wrap up. From your experience, how will you, as a manager, go about getting to know 25, 30, 35 different guys come spring training?
Well, we won't wait till then.
That's a process that starts earlier then.
Yeah, it starts right away. I'll be reaching out to players. As soon as this became official, I'll start to reach out to players. I want to go visit a few guys, make sure that we've talked before we get to spring training. We have meetings the next couple of days here. Again, I don't know when this airs, but as getting ready to go to New York for meetings, where we'll go through the whole club, look at the possible free agents, 6-year free agent type guys that we would have. We need to create depth. I know we're looking for a number two starter. There's some things that we're looking for. So we'll get into kind of the meat and potatoes of the guys for me. I see them from across the field I know D really well, but if I see guys across the field 8 times a year, 9 times a year, now I get a chance to hear what the organization thinks, and they've seen him for 162 over a couple of years. They'll be able to tell me their strengths and weaknesses, how can we help them, what's the best position for them, where do they fit in the lineup, things like that. So we'll work through all that.
Don Mattingly, welcome to the Miami Marlins organization. Have a happy and healthy offseason. We'll chat with you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.